If you are a small business or a restaurant who is still battling away to fight off the coronavirus, you're offering takeaway options, delivery options. Have you ditched Uber Eats or have you ditched Deliveroo? Have the companies come to the party at all if you've asked any questions regarding the commissions that they take? In some cases, between 30 and 35%. I know when you log on to those apps, you can now give the rider, the driver, and or the restaurant itself a tip. But I don't think Uber has done next to anything to cut its commissions, or Deliveroo for that matter. Michael Richardson is a commercial retail expert. He's taking on the fight on behalf of a lot of his landlords and a lot of his tenants. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ali. How are you going?
How bad is it for those restaurants and those takeaway and delivery businesses right now?
Mate, these businesses have already been decimated by the fact that they can't get consumers into their restaurants. What that means is they can't get that extra glass of wine. They can't get that dessert. They can't maybe sneak in an extra entree. But then on top of that, they're paying a margin to Uber Eats or Deliveroo of 30 to 35%. And because of that, you're seeing revenues jump dramatically for these aggregators, you know, 250, 300% in certain restaurants. But they're not passing anything back to the consumer.
So they've given nothing, Michael, back in the way of cutting those commissions and helping the restaurants who are just trying to not only pay their staff, pay their rent and keep the doors open and the lights on.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. You know, the restaurants need these aggregators, your Uber Eats and your Deliveroo to survive, but at the same time, it's decimating their profit margin. So, you know, the profit where we're looking at for revenue and the discussions around the mandatory code of conduct for commercial rental relief, we're not looking at profit margins. And that's what's really affecting a lot of these restaurants that are battling to survive.
So if you want to help out your local eatery and you've been getting takeaway from them for a while, either pick them up, pick it up directly from the restaurant, order directly through the restaurant as opposed to these particular aggregators, or maybe they have decided that they can deliver food themselves.
That's correct. So some restaurants, you know, such as Grotto in Scarborough, mm-hmm. they've been looking at creating their own app. You also have, you know, companies that are looking to take the order via the phone. But what consumers are not aware of, if you don't go through these aggregators, not only are you going to be giving more money back to our Australian businesses, but certain restaurants are offering, enticing people to come in and will reward them for doing so. You know, places like the Sandbar down in Scarborough, if you spend $60 in takeaway, they give you a free bottle of wine. Because under some of the new liquor licensing agreements, these restaurants can now give wine as takeaway.
You go directly to the restaurants. Michael Richardson, thank you very much for your time. He's a commercial retail expert.